And now Gudrisa of the Koni is the biggest svara to say it's a good mechitza. Because like Koponim on the bottom, three tfachim height, it's like one stump. So that looks more like a mechitza. But maybe like in the Gimel, or in the first picture, 16, maybe those chitzakanim won't be good. So the Gemara Yehochi, that's pshat, or bezoi hayne ilon, that's mamish like the aleph, it's mamish like a tree. Like this Brisa said, a tree helps for one side, and a gedder, and a kanin. So it's mamish a tree. So Moviel, Elamai, what do you want to say? Kona, kona. Pachas Mishloisha, you want to say this kona means, like we're saying, like the Gimel, we each reed is separated, but the less than three tfachim away. We could say, Lovud, Abazoi Haino Gedder. That's mamish like the dalad, that's mamish like the ged, like a fence. Like once you say Lovud, they're attached, and mamish looks like a fence. So what's the difference between Gimel and dalad? What's the difference between Kanim and the real fence? Elo, what do you have to say? Elo, my yastak lemeimah. Trey gav negedim. It says two different type of fences. There one's a real good fence like the Dalit, and then there's a made-up fence like the Gimel. Or v'zoi hochi nami. Trey gav neilon. I'll tell you the two type of trees. One tree is a real tree, like an olive, and then the second tree is like a gudnisa, the kani, like in picture base, where that only the stump is together, but then they shoot up different kanim separately. This is the first shita. That it could be gudrisa, that the kani is worse. Ikadiyama, the other svaras faket. Gudrisa de koni kami boile. I have a shaila now. What about Gudrisa de koni? Is this good for Duma or not? Gudrisa de koni mai. Omale, he answered back, Tinisu, we learned. Hoyashom gedera ilan. If you had a fence, or a tree, or a chitza sakanim, or you had these reeds shooting up, is neither mishum dumid. Enough in the price, it's kosher, is good for dumid. My love, Gudrisa de koni. My love, the price means where these reeds shoot up, but the bottom part of it is a stump. And they're attached on the bottom, it still is good. So the Maraloi, I tell you, kona, kona, pochus mishloisha. It's Badafka talking about like a picture Gimel, where the kanim are separated all the way, not that within Gimel tfachim away. Now we're going, this is the biggest svara. About that within Gimel tfachim away, we say loved, and your mama shall have a good mechitza. Mashenken, good risa the kona could be worse, because that's like one stump. So one stump, again, you have to say royim, just like a tree. A tree by itself really shouldn't be good for dumid, because the dumid is the pshat, it has to have a mechitza going mizrach, and a mechitza going dorim. You have to have one armor this way, one armor this way. If you have a round tree by itself, it shouldn't be good. Or else the good lisa, the koni also has a chsorin, that on the bottom it looks like one. So it doesn't look like two mechitzas. Mashenken, where you have kanim, separated kanim, they could mamish look like two separate mechitzas, those are better. So now we're going with a svara, good lisa, the kani is worse. Marcel, you want to bring a rye, it's good? I'll tell you no. This brisa says it's good is only the picture like in the Gimel, or else like a picture 16, where each kanim was separated. No, they were in Gimel tfachim one to the other, so you say loved. That looks like a very good mechitza. But maybe good risa the koni is worse, because on the bottom it's one stump. You have to come on to roin. Maybe you don't say roin. That's the shayla. For the Gemara, my language is the koni loy, koni koni pachal mishloishim. For the Gemara, ihochi, hainu gedda, it's mamish the same case of a gedda. Viela, there's more of yellow, my, could reach the koni, yellow, my, what do you want to say? It's not konim konim, but it's mamish one stump, or bezoi, hainu ilon, it's also shver. The Brisa said, ilon, what do I have to say, could reach the koni for? Yellow, my, what do we have to answer? Trey, gavni ilon, talking about two different type of trees. Even though that gudrisa the kan, even though kanim are also look like a fence, it talks about two different type of fences. So now the Gemara is not poshut the shayla. Doesn't come out what the treat is if it's good or not. Right. Boy minaya bayim rabba chotzer sheroishoy nichnas lebein apasim. You have a chotzer that opens up mamish lebein apasim. In picture 18, you have the houses, you have a chotzer, and the chotzer opens up mamish lebein apasim. Hey, the pasim outside the chotzer is a shusar rabim, and the bor is a middle of a shusar rabim, but you made the pasim around the bor to give it a shem of shusar yochid inside. Is ma letalto mitoichel bein apasim? Are you allowed to be metalto from your house, from your chotzer, into the bein apasim? Or me bein apasim mitoichel? Who are then? Can you carry the water from the bein apasim into your chotzer? His priest that Rabban will make in the bein apasim itself, you are allowed to carry. You're allowed to bring your pori into the bein apasim and feed him the water. Now the shalom is going to take this water and carry it back into your chotzer or not. Omalei answered back, mutter. Avad with mutter, why not? The Baal was saying it has a shame mechitzis. You're allowed to be metalto inside. And nobody lives inside the Bein HaPasim. But since nobody lives there, this is not a Durin that will ask you on the Chotzer. So maybe even without on the Rubi Chatzeris, there's nobody outside asking on the Bnei HaChotzer. So maybe this Chotzer could carry into the Diyumdim. Pshit its mutter. Shtai Yemai. What about you have two Chatzerim opening up into the Pasim? Like picture 19. Where you have two Chotzers, two houses opening up into the Pasim. Now it's a shayla. Two chatzerim ask the one upon the other. Without the roof of the chatzer, you should not let it carry from one chatzer to another chatzer. So now if both of them carry out into the pasim, the churit should be also to carry from the pasim into your chatzer, and your chatzer into the pasim, because the two chatzerim use it, they ask the one on the other. My omalei osir and echlami. Now it's osir. Since you have two different chatzerim using it, each chatzer asks on the other one, as the dinner rubi chatzeris, and it becomes osir. Omer Rav Huna. So Rav Huna says, shtaya masurim v'afilu irvu. He wants to say, even if they made an eruv between the two chatzerim, still it's osir. How do they make an eruv? Like a Tisha 20, where the two chatzerim themselves has a pesach between one and the other. So really, since there's a pesach between the two chatzerim, you're allowed to be ma'ar of these two chatzerim could make an eruv chatzeris. If they made an eruv chatzeris, really, it's like one chatzer. And the din before was, when one chatzer opens up into the pasim, you are allowed to carry from the pasim to your house. So really, when they made an eruv chatzeris here, you should be allowed to carry from the chatzer into the pasim, and the pasim back into the chatzer. Now why does it say it's also? So the Mara Soni Yzeira. Yzeira, Shem, Yoyim, maybe people will say, Eruv Moyo Lebein HaPasim. That people won't think you have a mechitza pesach between the two chatzerim like you have in picture 20. People will think you're talking about like picture 19, where between the two chatzerim itself there's no pesach. The only way to go from one chatzer to the other chatzer is to walk through the pasim. So that's called like an eruve shtufe mevoyis. So in such a case you can't make an eruve chatzeris. You can only make an eruve chatzeris if you have a way to carry from one chatzer straight into the other chatzer. But in picture 19 you can't carry, you have to go outside in the pasim, so that will only help, Rashi says, if the pasim will have a din of a movi. If it has a din of a movi, that's a loch, you can be mishtatif, the chatzerim to a movi, you can make a stufim mevoyis. But that's only if you have mamish a good three mechitzas around. Hereby the pasim is mefulish on all sides, havadi can't make a stufim mevoyis, vein a pasim. So in picture 19, there'll be no eitzah to make a rubi chatzeris to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. See, even though we're talking about now like a picture 20, where one chotzer to another chotzer does have a pesach, and they are allowed to make a rubi chatzeris, he holds this exerah though. If people see you carrying a picture 20 from the chotzer into the Beina Pasim, people won't know the reason is because you have a rubi chatzeris, you have a pesach in between. They'll think it's mamasosim, the chotzer is closed, and the only entrance is for one outside the pasim, and that you can't make rubi chatzeris. So you hold this gzeira. Even though mikra din 20 should be mutter, it's gzeira ought to be like case to 19. That's Rav Huna's din. Rav Huna makes gzeira. The maruva amanein. Rav says we don't make such gzeira. Irvu mutter. If we're talking about like a picture 20 where the two chatzerim have a pesach between the two of them, so they could make a rubi chatzeris together. They're allowed to carry into one or the other. It lies almost like one chatzer. So the din is when one chatzer opens up into the pas, you're allowed to carry from the pas into the chatzer and the chatzer into the pas. So you all just mutter. Omalei abaye l'rova tanya de mesailuch. I'll bring your raya to you. The din is chatzer says shuroishi yechud nichnas lebein apasim. You have a chatzer that one of the chatzerim open up into the bein apasim. Mutter letalto mitoich lebein apasim. You're allowed to be metalto from your chatzer to the bein apasim or the bein apasim letoich back inside. Avul Shtayim, let's say like a picture 19 where two chatzerim open up into the Beina Pasim, then Taka Ritzosa. So you're saying the Brights Ritzosa. Obazok the Brights of the Med, the Vamamurim, when do we say it's also you can't carry from the two chatzerim into the Pasim, Shalai Irvu? Only if they did not make an Irvu Bechatzer together. Avul Irvu, for like a picture 20, where they have a Pesach from one chatzer to another chatzer, where they are allowed to make an Irvu Bechatzeris, and they did make an Irvu Bechatzeris, is Taka Mutarin? Says Klo, you're allowed to carry from the chotzer into the Beina Pasim. So it's enough in the Brice, a Raya to Rava, that you are allowed to carry. So the marbles of the Chur Leimat, you have a Tiyuf to the Rav Huna. There should be a spirit to Rav Huna then. Here it says Klo, even though two chatzerim open up into the Beina Pasim, still you are allowed to carry, forwards and backwards. Amalak Rav Huna, nein. Hosam the Yehodron V'Yorvan. There we're talking about the Yehodron V'Yorvan. The Yehodron V'Yorvan, Rashi says, the Rashi on top of the picture here, the Hodron V'Yorvin, Shenifritza B'Neyem Pirtze G'doyla. There's a big pirtze at the entrance between these two chatzerim. B'Soifoy, Shegolu L'Achoyol Shereshus Achasi. Here everybody can tell these two chatzerim are one. And the picture where Ritzvah explains in Rashi should be like picture 22. Look at 22. There's two chatzerim, but at the entrance where it opens up into the Beina Pasim, there's a big piritza here that everybody sees. Anybody looks outside, sees claw, these two chatzerim have a right to make a rubik chatzeris. because there's tikloh, there's a pirtz at the beginning of tuchas serim, they can enter one into the other. Has bishleima by picture 20, therefore it says I'll make a gzera, because the pirtz is only inside the chutzah. So standing outside the chutzah, you don't see the pirtz inside. People will make a mistake and think it looks like picture 19, no pesach at all. But in picture 22, we have the pirtzah right at the beginning of the chutzah, so everybody could see klod that you are allowed to make the rubik chaseris, the two chaserim together. There, Rav Huna didn't make the gzera, so this wouldn't be a stira to Rav Huna. But call upon him it's a raya to Rav though, so that we don't make this gzera. As long as the two chaserim have their own pesach to enter one into the other, they're allowed to make a rubik chaseris, and if they did, it's like one chutzah. You're allowed to carry into the bein apasim. Right, the boy minaya bayin merabba. Yovshu Mayim B'Shabbos Mal. Now this din of Pasi B'Roish, a lot of carries, a kulu mid Rabbonim, we said, because really mid Raisa the Chsorin, it's Poritz Oymed Meruba, another Chsorin is also Avir the Hagis Mavatilei, there are a lot of Chsorinis here. So the Rabbonim will make a Mishur Mayim. The Rabbonim made a kula. Since you have to feed your animals on Shabbos, and we'll see later the Gemara Namad Beis says, the Bazun the Rekula for Oyler Regolim, the Yidin went to Oyler Regol Zain, we wanted to make it easy for their behemoths. So the kids of the kula was to feed them water, we'll let you have the kula to carry inside this Pasi Broyas. What about if the water dries up on Shabbos? Are you still allowed to carry there or not? Omalei, he answered back, no. Kulum nasis mechitzel l'bishvomayim. Why would the Rabbonim make it to metal to carry inside the Pasin? Because they want to give you kula to use the water. Of a mayim enkan, mechitzel enkan. Once there's no water, if the water dried up, so now you have no heter now to metal inside these mechitzes. Hey, with the Rabbonim, these mechitzes are no good. Midrash, it's a good mechitzah, but midrabbanim, no, it's no good. Vaitim, boy Yerovin, Yov Shumayim b'Shabbos. In the middle of Shabbos, the well dried up. Obohu b'Shabbos now, and then was a big rain flow on Shabbos, and it filled up again with water. What about now the rest of Shabbos when you have water inside the pasim? Can you use it or not? Omalei Abai, Abai answered back, Yov Shul b'Shabbos leiti boiloch. The boy minay demaru poshut leiti osur. You cleared this shaila before, and we already gave you an answer. What? That it's osur. Of course, why the whole heter is because of the water. When the water is no good, it's no good. Your shaila is also no shaila. I'll say another reason why it's no good. Even though really now that you have water there, it's about there is water. You want to say now it should be mutu, it should be good. No, I'll tell you a reason why still it's no good. Because about when the water dried up, it was like botla mechitzas. Now when the water came in again, it blies like you're making mechitzas now on Shabbos. So blight is like mechitzas or asuya b'shabbos. But Tanya, we learned, kol mechitzas asuya b'shabbos, bein b'shoigi, bein b'mezid, bein b'yoynes, bein rotzen, shemo mechitzah. That is called a mechitzah. No, forget. So the Bible is saying that it's hutter. You are allowed to carry there. Why? Because now that the water came back again, you have light like you have mechitzas now. What should be the concern is if you made the mechitzas on Shabbos, so what? As I say before, if you make mechitzas on Shabbos, you are allowed to use them. So now that there's water there, you are allowed to be metalical inside the mechitzas. For the Gemara of Alavitim Allah, didn't we learn on this? Amar Rav Nachman, Loishon Noel Lizroik. When do we say you have mechitzas only midiraisa? That if you throw from Rishus Rabim into the mechitzas, you chayib midiraisa. In other words, if you go and make Rishus Yochid on Shabbos, so if you throw now from Rishus Rabim inside there, avad yichayib. Aval etaltu loy. Rav Nachman says though, but letaltu lekula midrabbonin, you're not allowed to be metaltal in mechitzas that if you make them on Shabbos. Here also, when the water dried up as if the mechitzas went away. Now when the water came back again, as if you're making mechitzas on Shabbos. So midrabbonin, you're not allowed to be metaltal inside those mechitzas. Have the Gemara, ki itma, the Rav Nachman amazed itma. When did Rav Nachman say his din that if you're making mechitzas on Shabbos, you can't use them midrabbonin to be metaltal? Only be amazed. If you went b'mezid and made yourself Rishus HaYochid on Shabbos, midrabbonin, you're not allowed to use those mechitzas. But here, nobody made mechitzas. Nobody was over in the very b'mezid. Here, what happened was the rain came down on Shabbos. And now the bor got filled up with water again. Now that you have water in the bor, now you're allowed to use the mechitzas. So these are mechitzas, anasa, mi'aleho, b'meil avad, you're allowed to be metaltled on it on Shabbos. And that's the loch. If the water comes down again on Shabbos, you're allowed to use the mechitzas. So the more itma. Omer Reb Loza, ha-zerek lebein ha-pasim ha-biroyes chayiv. On Shabbos, if somebody's standing outside the pasim in the Rishus Rabin, and he throws the chayfet into bein ha-pasim, he's chayiv midiraisa, because it's called Rishus HaYochid. Itma, ki, chayiv. For the more pshita, ha-vad yechayiv. I lav mechitzi, hechi mishtor le-lamalais. If it wouldn't be called good mechitzis, how would Rabbanah matter you? Like, what's so heter? You have a bor that is Rishus HaYochid, and you want to take the water out of the bor. So if on top of the board doesn't become Rishus HaYochid, if it still remains Rishus HaRabim, so you're over Nisa Deraisa. How could you take the water out of the board to put it on the side? You're carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Elo Maim with Deraisa, you have to say, since you have Dalad Diyumdin on all four sides, you make it into Rishus HaYochid. So Pshit Yechayiv. And the Gemara, Loi Tzricha, the Ovid, Kain, Pasi, Beroyis, Rishus HaRabim. I tell you, we're talking about not that you have a well there. You don't have any well. Stam in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, you put up Dalad Diyumdim. On four corners, you made an L-shaped mechitzis, and that's the Chiddush. That if you throw from Rishus HaRabim in between these Diyumdim, you chayiv midiraisa. Even though midirabon, you're not allowed to be metaltal there, because there's no water at all. But midiraisa, though, is called a good mechitzah. Yeah, and the picture 23. Stam in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, he put up Dalad Diyumdim. He put up four sides. And that's the Chiddush that's called the Rishus HaYochid, and you chayiv. Lasricha the Yovid came passive Royas Bishus Rabin, Vizark the Toy Chayiv. For the Gemara Honami Pshita, it's also Pshita that Midirais is called Rishus HaYochid. While E Lab, the Bialmo Mechitzehi, Kabi Bor Hechimishtarle Letalle. Like if Midirais, like in picture 23, just down the four Diyumdins, can make it into Rishus HaYochid, so how could Rabbonim be Makel even when you have a Bor in between? Elamites Pshita, that Midirais, this is called a good Mechitza. Habi, you have an Amor on one side, an Amor on the other side, that's called good Mechitza Midirais. And about the Pirates in between is only 10 Amis or less, it's called a Pesach. So Midirais is called a good Rishus HaYochid. So even Stam in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, if you throw into here, Avad Yechayiv. So what's this Chiddush? And the Gemara, Lo Tzricha Af Agav the Koboki Barabim. This is the Chiddush. Even though the Rabim, there's Rishus HaRabim walking through these passive Royas. Ramesh picture 23. Just in between is a pathway that the Rabbim walks through the passive royas. Still, it's called the Rishus HaYochid and Yechayim Midiraisa. This is the big machlekes. For the Gemara, my Kamash Vlun, what's the Chiddush of Bezoi? For Yosser Rabbim Movatle Mechitzosa. We do not say as far as the Rabbim comes through and breaks the Mechitzis. Or Bezoi, for the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Lozer Chodizimno. Rabbi Lozer already said this Chiddush one time. That this is a big machlekes. We'll soon speak out. This is a big Nogaya. The Mishnah Berurah says that Rova, that term of the area where they make an Arab around the city, is Semach on this Reb Lezer Shita. That Reb Lezer holds the Shita is Lo Yosu Rabim Movato Mechitzis. Even if you have Rishus Rabim Mamish going through the Tzuras HaPesach, still the Rabim does not break the Mechitzis. See, these Beina Pasim, since it has a Shem Mechitzim, even though there's Rishus Rabim going through it, still they don't break the Mechitzis. That's Reb Lezer Shita. Homer Reb Lezer Chod Zimna, the Tanan, we learned later. Reb Yehuda Roimer, Im hoisa derech Rishus HaRabim misaf kosan. Luis tzuid is mamush Rishus HaRabim going through these Beina Pasin. Is the Alochi yisalken l'tzodim. It's possible the way it is. Also Rabim, when the Rabim walks through Mechitzis, they break the Mechitzis. The only way it could be matak we have before is to put a delis. You have to put a door up. But without a door, the Mechitzis don't help. The Rabim break the Mechitzis. So if you have a Rabim walking through the Beina Pasin, you have to pick up the Beina Pasin and put it on the side of the Rishus HaRabim. That's the Yudish. Yes, I saw them. But Chom and the Chom say no. Ain't it tzarech? You don't have to put them on the side. The Chom is Reb Lezer Shita that we hold lo yos the Rabbim about the mechitzes. Even though the Rabbim walks through the mechitzes, so what? About you have dal mechitzes here, the Rabbim can't be mevatlet. For Reb Yechonon, the Chom ain't it tzarech. For Reb Yechonon, Reb Lezer the Arma Tavayu can he diach al koychin shom mechitzes. Here, Rabbi Yechon says, it tells you how strong Mechitzes are, according to the Chachomim. That even though the Rabbim is mamish walking through in between, still they don't break the Mechitzes. So the Quri, he said it already one time. And the Gemara Ima Yosin from over there, have a mina Kan, Vulei Sirulei. There is just saying Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lezer saying, Kan, from these Chachomim I see how strong this din is. But maybe he himself does know this Psach. Kamash Mulan Kan. Kamash Mulan here, no. That what did he hold like that? Kamash Mulan Kan. O Sirulei. That he holds like it. That's why he says here, the Chiddush is, that you have these Dalad Diyumdim here, even though the Rabbim are walking through in between, still it's called the Rishus HaYochid inside, and if somebody throws from Rishus Rabbim in between the Bein HaDiyumdim, still he's Chayiv. That's his Chiddush. For the Gemara V'lei Mohor V'lei Boyach, only say this case, what is that case over there for? Gemara Chad Mechlach Haveret Hitma. Both were learned like two separate times. You need both, it's no theory why he says both. I call upon this is Reb Lezer Shita and the Chom Shita that we hold Lo Yosir Rabim Movato Mechitzis. There's a lot of Torah in this. I'm not going to go into it now. There's a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that if we paskin Osir Rabim Movato Mechitzis, when the Rabim walks through with Surah Sapesach, it breaks the Surah Sapesach. And still the Rambam paskins this halacha here. So when you have Dalad Diyumdim, even though the Rabim walks through it, still it's called Rishus HaYochid. So you see, lo yasa rabim avata mechitzis. Not a kashim. But kol ponim poshut halacha, we hold also rabim avata mechitzis. That the rabim comes through, they break the mechitzis. The Mishnah Berurah just says that whoever is soimach on the Erev, once he doesn't like the Hetzit to say it's not called Rishus Rabin. Because he holds a lot of shittas that Rishonim hold, even though you don't have 600,000 Yidin walking through, still it's called Rishus Rabin. Abiyah Rabin uses the street that's called Rishus Rabin Midiraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah is more soimach that Satir make on all Erevin is to say that we hold Midiraisa like we have Lezer Shita. That Midiraisa say, Lo Yos Rabin Mavata Mechitzis. The Rabin can't be Mavata Mechitzis. So once you have the Tzuros HaPetzach up, that applies to Rishus HaYochid. Ayin, the Rabbonis you have Kulis. How to be making the Rabbonis, it could be Saimich, that it's not a Rishus HaRab, and other Kulis. That's the way he wants to say how, why this Mekel on. But kids, that's the Machlokes here though. Do we say, Os HaRab, and the Rabbon comes and breaks the Mechitzis? Or no, once you have Dalad Yumdim here, still they're called good Mechitzis, even though the Rabbon walks through it, they don't break the Mechitzis. Yeah, even Shishmubi, right. The Mishnah says, what you let it come as close as you want to the bor, providing though you have to have Rosh of Ruboy inside, like picture 25. You have to have enough space between the bor and the Dyumdim that the Pora Rosh of Ruboy is inside the Dyumdim. It's more Tanan. A person should not stand Rishus Rabim v'yishte Rishus Yochid. Like stick his head outside the window and or stick his head inside the house and drink inside the house. Or else, Bershus HaYochid, he should not stand inside his house. V'yishter Bershus Rabin, and stick his head outside the window and drink water outside. Because we're afraid, Xerim, maybe you come to bring the Kli inside and you'll be metatol from Bershus Rabin to Bershus HaYochid. Elo imkei machnis roisha rubin lamokim shusoysin. Only if the person, if he's inside Bershus HaYochid, he has to put outside the window his head and roll of his goof has to be outside. If roisha rubin is outside, then you're allowed to drink here. That's by a person. V'chein begat. The same halacha is by the wine vats, when you make the wine. Josh became the gas of course with Perek Basra. Linyan Maisa. Look at the Maisa there. The whole Kamashu Bagas, Shaysim, Beloy Maisa. Close them on the wine, it's still in the vats. You're allowed to drink the wine without taking off Maisa. It's not called Nigma Malachti, it's Duchas Maisa. Right. We'll see later about that. The Chaim Bagas. Now, Gabi Odom, Ho'oma, the boy, Rosh of Rubai. So Beloy Bain Odom, it says, Claw, when are you allowed to drink water? Like if your body is inside the house. And you want to drink water outside, which is Rabin, only if you have Rosh of Rubai outside, that then's good. Gabe Pora Fret Gemara, though, by our Mishnah, that would sound like a picture 25. You have to have the Pora inside the Bein, inside the Pasim, Gabe Pora. Me binin lo Rosh of Rubai Eloi. Do you have to have Rosh of Rubai inside also or not? So tomorrow, call us, what's the Shiloh? Who's not from the Mishnah? We'll soon see. Now, call Heicha the Konoket Mone, what calls the man, the person is holding the Kli. The loy nokat lo, and he's not holding the animal. Like the picture 24, he's doing both. He's holding the animal and he's holding the kli. But let's say he's only holding the kli and not holding the animal. Is kol heicha the kol nokat mona, where the man is holding the kli, the pitcher. The loy nokat lo, and he's not holding the animal. Loy tibolach them shita the boy roish of rubai milagav. I'll tell you, that's what the Mishnah's talking about. Then avad you have to have roish of rubai the poro to be inside the bein apasim to drink. Kiti Boilach, what is my shadow though? Hecha the Nokat Mona Venokat Lo. Like in picture 24. The man is holding the behema and he's holding the Kli. So since he's holding both, now we're not afraid maybe the poor will walk backwards outside the Bena Pasim and will go after it. So in this case, maybe it's enough Joseph Roshoy is inside the Bena Pasim. Even though Ruba the goof is outside, we're not afraid the man will slip outside because the man is holding the cow. That's the shadow. My West Alochim. Omalei, and we learned today, so we learned. The Mishnah says, Klor, when is the Mutta by Vapasin? Only if you have Roisha and Ruba, the Paro, inside the Bena Pasin. Vishaisa, and then he could drink. My love, isn't the Mishnah talking about the Nokat Law of the Nokat Mona? The Mishnah talking about even though the man is holding the Kli, the pitcher of water, and he's also holding the Behemoth, and still you have to have Roisha Ruba inside. So tomorrow, Loi, I'll tell you, Dafka the Nokat Mona. The Mishnah talking about only where the man is holding the Kli. For Loi Nokat Law. But the man is not holding the par itself. That's when you have to have Rosh of Rubai. But maybe if he's holding both, you don't need Rosh of Rubai. V'chinokat mona, for the marakash that can be. V'chinokat mona, v'chinokat lo mishari. If the man is only holding the kli and not holding the animal, b'chlal is the mutter to feed an animal like that on Shabbos. V'yotanya we learned. But then later, v'yotanya, next omid. Lo yimale odo mayim. A person should not fill up a pitcher full of water from the pasib rois. And he can't give the pitcher of water in front of his behemoth on Shabbos. That you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to hold the pitcher and feed the animal with it. Abba, what's the yetzer? Memalahu, you could fetch the water up out of the pasi brois, v'shoifech, and throw it into the bar, whatever you have there. Throw it into where you want the animal to drink from. V'shoistimilem, then the animal will come and drink by itself. Like in picture, next picture, the bottom picture, 26. You're allowed to fetch the water, then you have to throw it into the, what do you call it, trough. Throw it into a trough, and then the behemoth could drink. That's mutam. But you're not allowed to hold the pitcher in your hands. So we can't be talking about the behemoth just holding the pitcher itself. And the Gemara, itmalo am rabaya, hocho ba'ovus, hoime b'shus rabin. I tell you, this din that we say, you're not allowed to hold the pitcher and feed the animal, it's not a din all over. You are allowed to just hold the pitcher and feed the animal. So maybe that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Only when you're only holding the kli. You are allowed to hold the kli and feed the animal. Either Bryce says you're not allowed to, that's not in a special case. Om Rabbi Yehochu, you're not allowed to, is dafke, be ovos, that's the trough, ho'ay made b'shus rabin. Like in picture 26. The ovos itself was mama standing b'shus rabin. Yeah. Gavoya yutfochim, it's high yutfochim, b'rochiv dalet. And why dalet fochim? So the kids of the ovos has a din b'shus hayochit. Is one side of the ovis near the man is in between the bein apasim. That's in that rishus hayochid bein apasim, and the other side of it goes inside the house where the par is, where the par sticks his head out of the window and drinks the water. That's what we're talking about. Such a case. In this case, you're not allowed to hold the pitcher to feed the animal with. Why not? Maybe if you're still holding the pitcher in your hand, you're going to see there's going to be like a hole, something's going to happen to the Yevus. And you're going to come and walk around to try and fix the Yevus. And you're going to come and carry the pitcher with you. So now you're standing where the man is standing in the Rishos HaYochid, Bein HaPasim. So it's mutter to fetch the water. But if you're going to hold the pitcher, you can say that let the animal drink from it. We're afraid while he's drinking from the pitcher, you're going to have to walk on the side into the Rishus Rabbim to fix the Avus, and you're going to come to carry the pitcher with you. Therefore, in such a case, we say the only answer is, like the man is doing, take the water and throw it into the Avus, and let the water drink it, but let the behemoth drink it by itself. But a picture 25 or 24, where the man is standing inside the Bein HaPasim, and the animal is also inside Bein HaPasim, it could be there, it's mutter for you, just to hold that pitcher and let the animal drink. And maybe that's what the Mishnah is talking about, when you have to have Rosh Rubi inside. In a case where the man is holding the animal and the pitcher, maybe then you do not need Rosh Rubi inside. Maybe then it's enough just to have the head inside. The Mishnah says you need Rosh Rubai. It could be Dafka where you're only holding the pitcher and not the animal. And it's Taka Mutter. So the only time it's also is like in picture 26, we have the Avis between the Shus Rabbim. The Kamafik Mishus Yachl Shus Rabbim. Shreti Gemara, V'chi Agadim Mimichayiv. Even in this case, this man now schlepped the water out of the bar into the Avis. And he's standing down in the Shus Yachid and he has the pitcher in his hand. And what are we afraid now? He's going to find out something's wrong in the middle of the Avis in the Shus Rabbim part, and he's going to walk into it holding the pitcher. Fredrik Mori is still not chayiv for the Itzon. Mi mechayiv? We omer Rav Saf, omer Rabam, omer Rav Yechidin. Ha mefanech veitzim is obvious, is obvious. Somebody is on Shabbos inside his house. He picked up his hat in one side of the house to walk to the other side of the house. So maybe Nakira, Almanaz, to walk in the house. That's mutter, didn't do anything wrong. The Nimlach, while the hat is inside his hand, while he's holding his hat. Nimlach, now he changes his mind, I'll lay him. Voitzin, he takes it outside. Is potter? Still, he's potter midiraisa. Why? Shloihoisa kira mishor rishon lakach. Metchila, when you picked up the hat in your house, you didn't have that to pick it up, I'm not to take it outside. That's not called you made an akira to make hoitzor. So your potter, here also. When this person picked up the pitcher of water, he picked it up, I'm not to stay inside the rishos yochin, just to throw it into the avos. Later, he changes his mind now and he walks outside. So what are you making a gzeira? Because maybe that would happen. Even if that happens, still it's only midirabonin. So we usually don't make a gzeira like gzeira. So why should we ask this man to hold the pitcher and feed the animal? What are you afraid? Maybe you walk outside. Even if he walks outside, it's only midirabonin. Elazar kumar gzeira like this. We're afraid that sometimes there'll be something wrong on the other side, so we'll walk out to the Shas Rabin holding the pitcher. And what is he going to do then? He'll put the pitcher down. So far he didn't do any Yisra D'Raisas. But we're afraid after he fixed it, for Hoda Mayole, then he's going to pick up the pitcher and bring it back again inside. Now, V'komayo Mishus Rav Mishus Yochid. This will be an Issa D'Raisa. Now that he put his pitcher down outside, when he picks it up again to bring it inside, he's doing an Issa D'Raisa. So that's why we're making Gzeira. In the case where the Ovis is in between the Mishus Rabin, you can't hold the pitcher and feed the animal. You definitely have to pour the water inside. Ika the Army, something like this.
Alright, Mr. Shem, we'll continue tomorrow, Mr. Shem. The next year, we'll continue.